Once again, for media members who may have just joined the call, hit star one on your keypad if you have questions for any of the coaches here this morning. We now welcome onto the call the head coach of the Richmond Spiders, Russ Huseman. Good morning, Coach Huseman.
Hey, Rob. How you doing?
I'm well. Congratulations to you and your team. A hard-fought 20-3-20 victory over UAlbany on Saturday. As you've gone back and looked at the film on that one, what impressed you with the way your team played?
Well, we're excited to get the win. You know, Albany's got a good football team. They were playing well coming in. And, you know, we knew we had to play really well. And, you know, I was impressed with our defensive line. I thought they played really well, got after it. You know, Mo Jackson got the accolades, but, you know, we had some other guys. Kobe Turner played really well inside. I think all the way across the board they played really well. They were disruptive. You know, we were okay in the secondary, pretty good at linebacker. So, you know, I think we did enough on defense probably, you know, to give us a chance. Special teams-wise, you know, we played really well. You know, covered kicks, returned punts. We did a really nice job there and, you know, kept the field position for most of the day in our favor. And then offensively, you know, not very good. And Albany had a lot to do with that. They were physical up front. We didn't block them very well. And, you know, they were hard. They moved, and they were hard to handle. They were hard to knock off the ball. And, you know, we couldn't get any kind of passing game going. So the good part is we didn't turn the ball over, and we got to. So, you know, that's first time all year probably where we won a turnover battle.
Got a media question, Q, if you'll get that for us, Hillary.
Your question comes from John O'Connor with the Richmond Times.
Coach Huseman, you noted some steps forward Saturday for the Spiders. I'm wondering, given the slow start and some progression Saturday, if perhaps that was expected from a team that has so many new players in important roles and half of a new coaching staff.
Well, no, you kind of always go into every season thinking you can win and thinking that you'll be pretty good early. You know, the coaches have adjusted great. I think our players have adjusted to the new coaches. You know, obviously we've got some guys in positions that hadn't played, but have played college football before, whether they're transfers or, you know, redshirt freshmen. But you know, there's never an excuse for not playing well, and we hadn't been playing real well. And, you know, we finally kind of felt like, you know, we put it close together, you know, other than, you know, what we did offensively. But, you know, I think we can be a pretty decent defense because we do have some athletic kids that can make plays, and thank goodness our special team showed up in this one.
Thank you, Coach.
You're welcome.
Your next question comes from Larry Mahoney with the Bangor Daily News.
Hey, Coach, how you doing?
Good.
You're heading up to Orono here this coming weekend. What do you look for up here, and what are going to be keys for your team, and what type of game are you looking for from the Black Bears? Thanks.
Well, first off, tough place to play. Anytime you go up there and play, I went one other time early in my Richmond time here, the last time I was here, and we barely scraped one out. Probably shouldn't have won the game, but somehow won it. Tough to play up there. You know, they're doing a tremendous job here in the last couple years of really being a good football team. You know, they've lost three games, one to Georgia Southern, who's pretty good, and then two of the probably better teams in our league, Villanova and Towson. So, you know, they've had a tough stretch early. I think they're an excellent football team. You know, but as I look at it, I think the quarterback's really, really good, and they got some wideouts that are tremendous. And you can see they're throwing the ball all over the place and doing a great job in the passing game. So, you know, we're going to have to play tremendous up front. We're going to have to somehow get some pressure on them. I don't know how, but somehow, some way. And then offensively, we got to kind of figure out how to get first downs against them. They're always athletic on defense. They've been really good year in and year out on defense. And then comes from being athletic, and they got some guys that can run and play. So, you know, obviously going on the road up there is going to be a tough test for our guys. Hopefully we'll prepare well this week and are ready to go.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Russ, I want to go back and talk a little bit about the defense. 7 sacks against the UAlbany team that has only let up 6 all season. So you're obviously, you touched on Mo and Kobe, their play, and then also you hold them to 14 yards on the ground. I know some of that was sacks, but just talk about what you were able to do up front. Was that something that you thought you could do going into the game?
Well, we've kind of always thought we were pretty good up front on defense. We haven't played as well as we were capable of, and our guys kind of finally, you know, put it together. They executed. They were in their pass rush lanes. We didn't give him a chance to escape. 2 weeks ago against Fordham, I mean, the guy escaped and had some running lanes, and we were a mess. And kind of got it fixed a little bit, and it showed up. And you know, when you can keep them off schedule a little bit, it's a big deal. And whether he gets the ball off, if we're hitting him as he's getting it off, or getting sacks, I mean, you know, it takes a toll on a quarterback. Now he did a nice job. They got 288 on us, and he made some really nice throws. And their wideouts are dangerous. We knew both those guys that had all the catches and yards against us. We knew they were really good players, and we limited them enough to win a game. But I don't think we actually dominated on them or any of that. We just kind of hung on by a thread there to win that thing.
How big a momentum boost was the play that Mo made right before the half, the interception, and how nice to have a big guy on the outside that can make that type of athletic play?
Well, it's huge. It came right after we lost a guy, Aaron Banks, who's been playing real well for us. I think it's a play before, maybe 2 plays, I can't remember now. And you know, sometimes that can suck the life out of you when they cart him off with the leg injury. And thank goodness Mo read the screen, felt it coming, got a hand up there and hung on to the football. And it was huge. We weren't moving the ball on him. We had a 61-yard pass, and other than that, we had nothing. We got it down to the 6-yard line. At the time, I was begging Mo to get in the end zone. It was that hard to move the ball on Albany. And again, give them credit. They played great defense. They were really good, solid, fundamentally sound, physical. And, fortunately, Bo got the thing in there on 2 quarterback runs. And that was a huge deal right there for us to go up 10. When we weren't moving it real well. And it was a big play by Mo, no question about that.
You touched on Bo. He goes the whole, or the majority of the way, at least, at quarterback, throws for 121 with, as you touched on, most of those on the play to Keaston Fuller, but then also 32 yards on the ground. Do you see him starting to get more comfortable running that offense?
Well, yeah. I mean, again, we gotta do more, to help him. The people around him got to pick up the game, their games. We got to run the ball with our tailbacks better. We can't just say, well, just kind of hand the ball and hopefully he gets a first down. Or our throw game wasn't good. And again, Albany had a lot to do with that. They had our guys covered up. They did a really nice job. And again, offensively, all the way across the board, we just did enough to win a game. And we didn't turn the ball over. And that, if we'd have turned it over once, we probably don't win the game.
All right, Russ, thanks as always for taking time with us. Safe travels to Maine, and we'll talk again next Monday.
Thanks, Rob. See you.
All right, thanks. Bye.